Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Since the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision, we have seen over 58 million children killed through the tragedy of abortion. That's 3,000 per day in the United States. That's 150 per hour in the United States. It's tragic, and the numbers are continuing to increase. I'm Holly Mead, Director of Communications with Liberty Counsel, and we're going to be talking about that today. You know, Liberty Counsel is actively defending the sanctity of life through our clients, through Sandra Merritt, through Sidewalk Counselors, through pro-life women's centers. But there's also another organization that you may have been aware of called Live Action, and they are the largest online human rights organization that is dedicated to ending this tragedy of abortion and protecting the right to life. And I'm so excited that I have the founder and president joining me today, Lila Rose. Hi, Lila, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Thank you so much for being with me today. Now, Lila, I understand that you started this organization when you were just 15 years old. Now, granted, most 15-year-old girls are not thinking about being an activist to help end abortion. You know, how did you get this motivation and how did you start this?
So the inspiration was a few different things. When I was a young girl, I'm from a big family. I'm one of eight kids. So our family was sort of inherently pro-life. And I also came across a book when I was a young girl called A Handbook on Abortion. And it was in my parents' living room. They had just kind of had it on a shelf. And they weren't necessarily pro-life activists, but they were pro-life. The book included photos of children in the first trimester who had been killed by abortion legally in this country. And you can see in the first trimester the amazing humanity of the child.
Yes.
You can see arms and legs. You can see a little face. And you're looking at that as a young girl, I was so heartbroken. And I just thought, is this real? Is this really happening? And I wanted to learn more. And I discovered, of course, that there's over 3,000 abortions happening every day in this country legally. So I felt compelled to do something about it. And I started very small in San Jose, starting Live Action as a youth education organization, giving talks to other pro-life or to other young people, pro-life talks and chastity talks. And that was the beginning of what would become an international movement to educate tens of millions of people with the truth.
Wow. Now, how many years ago did you start this?
So that would have been 13 years ago when I was 15, and then we became an incorporated, full-time organization in the last five or six years.
Well, it is incredible. You know, I know that I have daily go on social media, and I see, like, usually another one of your fresh videos that you've done, and it is just incredible information. You know, tell me about some of the campaigns and the information that you're unveiling, especially how you're debunking some of these myths about Planned Parenthood.
Sure. Well, we've been investigating Planned Parenthood and the abortion industry for the last 10 years. We've done many campaigns exposing the many abuses that accompany abortion in America's abortion industry. That includes the sexual abuse cover-up of minors, the aiding and abetting of sex trafficking, medical misinformation given to women, the promotion of sex selection abortion, and the list goes on. What we've recently documented is we've tackled the justification for taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood, the nation's biggest abortion chain. And really the big justification is Planned Parenthood is essential for women's health care. And so we've been unpacking that in the last few weeks, and the videos we've been releasing have now reached over 50 million views.
Wow, that's
amazing.
In just
the last 3 weeks. It's been amazing to see, and the videos expose Planned Parenthood claiming that they provide things like prenatal care or ultrasound care, and instead telling women in their facilities, no, we're an abortion, we specialize in abortion, we can use ultrasound for abortion, but only that, and we don't provide prenatal care, instead we provide abortion.
Well, let's talk specifically, like, for example, the prenatal care. I know I've shared some of these videos on my own Facebook page, and I have people come back adamantly, you know, defending Planned Parenthood. Well, no, they're about women's care, and my mother used to you know, volunteer for them and they're helping women, et cetera, when I know the truth.
Yeah, what they have been saying is that they are essential for women's health care. So they've been saying we provide women who are coming to us, low income, they don't have other support. And what Live Action has shown is that some of the services that they claim they provide, they don't even provide, like prenatal care, like mammograms, like ultrasound, that the other services that they say they provide are negligible compared to their focus on abortion. So, for example, Planned Parenthood provides less than 2% of pap smear tests and annual breast exams, and yet they provide over 34% of the nation's annual abortions. So when you
34, you said?
34%,
wow.
Almost 35%. And you just see that their focus as an organization is abortion. It's not women's health care. And that's why we're advocating to redirect the taxpayer funding that's going to Planned Parenthood of $1.5 million a day and to redirect it to more worthy health care providers. So that would be federally qualified health centers. There's 13,000 of them. There's 20 federally qualified health centers for every one Planned Parenthood abortion clinic, Planned Parenthood facility. And these FQHCs provide more comprehensive care for women and are not focused on abortion.
Tell us, like, how, like, for example, take one of your videos and tell us the process you went through to reveal this information to the public.
Well, we first of all identify, you know, we've been a watchdog group of the abortion industry for the last 10 years. So we're very familiar with the many abuses that happen at Planned Parenthood and in abortion clinics every day. And there's a lot of research already out there. So our research team is excellent. We compile the testimonies, we compile the court cases, we compile the records of abortion facilities and their many abuses. And then we want to document, okay, what stories are not being told that need to be told? How can Live Action tell those stories using investigative journalism? And we go in there to become voices for women who are abused, for women who have been misled about abortion, for girls who are in the situation of sexual abuse. We go in there and we paint real life situations for women and young girls in this country and show what their experience is at Planned Parenthood, whether it's as simple as calling up Planned Parenthood and asking for prenatal care and being told, no, we specialize in abortion, or it's as intense as going in as an actual pregnant mother saying that I want support for my child and for me and being told that they can only provide abortion.
Now, didn't Cecile Richards, the president of Planned Parenthood, who makes, I believe, $1 million a year, in fact, didn't she go say under oath that they do provide prenatal care or they don't?
She said a lot of things over the years.
Yeah.
And one of the things that she has said, it's not so much under oath as it is the statements in the media. She said a lot of things in the media saying that they provide prenatal care, they're essential for women's health, prenatal care is at risk if we defund Planned Parenthood at the federal level. And the reality is they provide negligible prenatal care. Most of their facilities won't touch it. Instead, those facilities, those same ones, promote abortion and provide, kill preborn children. So that is the story that America needs to see, because this is a hotly contested time politically. Planned Parenthood knows that $500 million is at stake. That's $1.5 million a day. They're going to do everything in their power to protect that money and that influence. And that's why they're, you know, running this campaign claiming that they provide services that they don't in order to win public support.
Yeah, I mean, we really celebrated when the current president defunded Planned Parenthood International. Now we continue to fight and pray that that will happen here domestically as well. You know, I really found compelling one of the current videos you did on ultrasound. Tell us about that and how you did that research and what you found in that.
Well, it's part of our larger Abortion Corporation investigative campaign right now, exposing Planned Parenthood's lack of health care services for women. And again, they advertise services on their websites. They advertise them sometimes in their public statements. And one of the things that they've said that they provide to women is ultrasound. And again, they do this in the name of choice. They say we're a pro-choice group that's promoting women's options. And they even put options counseling, ultrasound on their websites. The reality is their ultrasound machines have one purpose at the vast majority of their facilities. It's to help an abortionist kill a child. That ultrasound is used to test, you know, to tell the age of the child, to know what kind of abortion procedure will be used to kill that child, or it's even being used to guide the abortionist during an abortion.
So they're not actually showing the woman who's pregnant, they're not actually showing her the ultrasound so she can see the baby and make a decision then?
Absolutely not. I mean, Planned Parenthood, the last thing they want to do is show women the ultrasound, the humanity of their child, because so many women would not abort and Planned Parenthood would lose that customer.
Oh, wow. It is tragic. Well, Lila, thank you so much for sharing this. We are going to talk some more about this on tomorrow's program. If you'd like some more information, or if you'd like to get some of these videos and share them on your social media, it's at liveaction.org. That's liveaction.org. Go to our website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. The website again, lc.org.